This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Have you ever had to leave a WhatsApp message to a business and have late responses or worse, never hearing back from them? Founded April 2020, Yes Hello helps employees help customers with a shared team inbox and manage all customer service and sales WhatsApp conversations in one place without using regular WhatsApp on personal phones, hence not missing business opportunities. Yes Hello qualifies a finalist for the top in tech innovation awards in the most promising startup category in 2021 by Malaysia. Kinney, and was one of the top five winners of the Sunway iLab Adventures Challenge. I'm here with the brainchild behind the solution, Khalif Rizal Khalil. Good morning, Khalif.
Good morning, Frida. Awesome to be here.
It's very interesting what you're doing, right? But I mentioned a little bit, but what were the pain points your customers were facing?
Wow. So we were serving SMEs for a while before we started Yes Hello. So when we were building custom customer service solutions, previously building chatbots, integrations, always the main challenge is how to handle all the WhatsApp incoming messages. So previously, WhatsApp didn't have these integrations. We couldn't do it. So finally, when WhatsApp opened up their platform for developers to create like solutions to help SMEs, just to integrate, to have all the modern features, we just jumped on it. We tested it out with our clients and they loved it. And that's how we started.
Right. So the pain points I was mentioning was the staff couldn't do a couple of things, right? They can't track the team's performance. What were some of the pain points there?
Yeah. So the main challenge with SMEs answering is that their clients get a little bit annoyed that they don't answer immediately. Right. So there was a study done by one of the biggest software companies in the world. They did 40,000 people. They did a survey and they found out the top two biggest challenges was number one, clients wanted their problem solved fast. Right. And the second biggest one was just to reply faster. Just, you know, don't take 12 hours to reply. And then, so looking at that, you know, if the top two was speed and the average business was taking 12 hours to reply, so is this expectation of this new modern world where, hey, I want information fast, and SMEs catching up, you know, figuring out a way how to do this, how to do it online, right? So we found a simple solution and we tried it out. So it's just basically getting SMEs and teams to do it in a proper way, a systematic way, so that every day consistently they can do it fast. Reply fast, right. Answer fast, collaborate as a team. So just these three things.
All right. Does it only work on WhatsApp?
No. So WhatsApp is the main channel. So imagine this. If you're doing WhatsApp, you're answering, you want to figure out, hey, where did this person send their password in the last round? Did they send me the information in email before, or was it SMS, or was it? So what we did was, yes, WhatsApp is the main channel, but you have support of Messenger, Instagram, SMS, live chat. So 12 channels. So mainly all the channels that most SMEs use, we can connect. Therefore, meaning a team can just have one place. They go in, answer SMS, and they can connect with, hey, emails here, and then SMS here, all in one place, no headache, right? So, yeah, I think one of the features is that on top of other stuff.
The centralized team inbox, right?
Yeah, this omni-channel thing that a lot of businesses are looking for. Yes, omni-channel, you get automation, you get these chatbots on top of answering with WhatsApp. So we focus on WhatsApp because Malaysians love WhatsApp.
No, but it's interesting, right? Because you were saying sometimes it comes from Instagram, it comes from this and that. I mean, it's at least now I know that I'm addressing everything in one inbox.
Yes. So if you're a leader, you might not know how much of a challenge your agents and your staff have to go through every single day trying to figure out where all the information is, right? So we as a leader set up the environment so that they can go to work day to day, make it super simple. So if you want a team to practice badminton, you don't get them to do it outside in the hot sun and then where they cannot play properly, all the tools are everywhere. No. So you want the coach wants to have, okay, you come in, you do this, right? So you don't have to be distracted with other things. So it's basically that. It's basically getting everything in one place. You have, yes, all the channels is one. And then you have all the modern features connecting to your CRM, connecting to your phone. That's another thing. Another feature or what we help with clients is that now with teams working everywhere, right? Some from home, some from the office, some from another country even. So how do we have this team collaboration as if that we are working next to each other in the cubicles? That mood, how do we recreate it online? So we did that. So we found a solution where we can have, like, let's say, Frida, you message in our company, right? So you message us from WhatsApp and you message us from our website and also from Messenger. In our dashboard, what it looks like is, it's just one history. So you message in WhatsApp, is there. And then you might WhatsApp on, and then you message in another channel, it's just there. So for the team, it's just, hey, this is Frida's space. Everything about you is just there.
Right. And not only that, right? Sometimes if the staff leave and they were taking care of one particular area.
Yeah, exactly right, right. So if people are doing sales, so we have a client, they Volvo, Bukit Bintang. So if you go Volvo, Bukit Bintang, they sell a lot of cars. So during COVID, what happened was the boss came to me and said, Khalif, we have this challenge, right? All our salespeople were closing on their personal phone. Okay, it's fine, right? So many, many years, maybe 10, 15 years they were doing like that. But then when COVID hit, it was tough for him to take a look at, are their team members, this 21 sales agent, are they like chatting properly? And then they were like leaving, like two or three leaving. And who knows, they're leaving to BM. Maybe they're leaving to other companies. And the boss said, hey, I cannot just ask that phone number, the phone from them, right? Hey, please delete all this phone number. They can't do that. So God knows what they're doing with all those contacts. Maybe, I don't know, they're following up over there. So yes, security is one. But if you're a business that focuses on the big sales like this, one client can be like worth millions, right? So now when the person leaves, it's as simple as, okay, I will take away your access. It's just an online cloud access. And then now the new person comes in, gives them that access, right? So there's no like this awkward thing. Hey, can I see your phone? Can you please delete? Can you? None of that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to do that. And also new team members come in and it becomes easy to train because they can take a look at all the history of this awesome salesperson who last time had been closing sales, and just take a look at all the scripts, all the exact, you know, verbatim, use that script, and then now it's in a shortcut.
There's a continuation, right?
Yes. So you don't lose. So one, you don't lose that context, but you don't lose that all that brain power, all that history that they learn how to close in that industry. They don't just leave, right? So that's one of the biggest things, that the brain drain doesn't happen. It's all recorded inside the platform.
Right. And is your plan, I know your plan is to get 300 clients by the end of the year. Are you on track?
Wow. Okay. So I'm just going to be upfront with you, Frida. Okay. What happened? No, we're not on track. We're a little bit behind. Reason is because WhatsApp, HQ previously, didn't connect directly with their clients, right? So they use partners like us to service the clients. Last month in June, end of June, they decided to launch their own cloud API. So by launching this new cloud API, things happen, and then clients were like, hey, what's this new thing? Can I try it? So there was a little bit of a chaos on the back end. So no, we were a little bit behind on clients, but it's fine. It's fine. It'll take us probably a month to get it all sorted out. Then we'll get back on track in August, May. So we have our August promos. We have our November promos. So we'll catch up later.
So I guess the business challenge is, you know, regardless of whatever platform, is when they make these changes, it affects you.
Exactly.
In terms of your solutions.
Yeah. So if we want to focus on other people's channels, right? We are focusing on Telegram, Messenger, WhatsApp. Obviously, we're dependent on them, right? So what they do is they open up their platform. It's called an API. And us developers use that API to create a better solution on top of what they have, right? And that's the agreement between us and them. So they too have their own a goal, a long-term goal, blah, blah, blah. They do chat with us and they say what it is. But sometimes the changes might be minor on their side. But because we have our own processes to get our teams streamlined, to get our clients onboarded and trained and stuff like that. So a little tiny change causes a little bit of a ripple effect down the line, right? So it's just that. It's just right. Because we're a small team. We're we just started 2020. We're a startup. We don't have, 100 people. We don't have 100 million ringgit. We are, every ringgit is we juggle. So we don't have that the manpower to change immediately. It takes a while. Right. So it takes a while. So that's the challenge.
How small is the team?
Right now we are 11, so we just got on 2 people. But yeah, so we were under 10 for a long time. I think just recently we've been hiring. So things are happening lately. Started with me and just another person, just 2 of us in 2020.
We've come a long way since then, I guess. I'm here with Khalif Rizal Khalil from Yes Hello. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Khalif Rizal Khalil, the brainchild behind Yes Hello. Founded in April 2020, Yes Hello helps customers with a shared team inbox to manage all customer service and sales, not just WhatsApp conversations, but from various other platforms in one place. Now, how are you a better value in terms of your offerings compared to your competitors?
Yeah, great question. So if you go out and you want to find solutions like this, there are many. But the main challenge why we started was not to fight, not to compete with the software. Software, frankly, if you learn how to build software, it's quite easy to build, right? What's the challenge is to use to get a team onboarded and to use this new software. That's the biggest challenge. So before we were Yes Hello, I started Chatbot Malaysia, right? So it's a similar kind of a company. We were helping SMEs, but we were mainly focused on Messenger and other channels, right? Because WhatsApp didn't open yet. So while we were doing that, we built solutions for Majlis Perbadan Kelang. We built for MDEC themselves and a few other companies, and it was custom. And the biggest challenge we found was not the leader, agreeing or seeing the value in the solution. It is, okay, now that we have this thing, let's install it. Getting the team to actually use it every day, consistently, right? So if you ask me, what is our value now? It is that for Malaysian companies, timing, when your team wants to learn all these things, they don't want to learn, on the weekends. They don't want to have to work and go training after hours, right? So if you have solutions from other countries, the chances are support is going to be a little bit of a challenge. How do I know this? I also purchased, right? And so that's one. Another thing is a lot of other solutions, they focus on the omni-channel. So if you see our website, the reason why we focus mainly on WhatsApp is because a lot of SMEs focus only on WhatsApp. Right, and maybe a few other channels on the side. So we do that as well. Our content, our training, our focus is, okay, if you're using WhatsApp and if this is the main channel and it's easy for your clients to communicate, then we will tell you how the right way to set it up from the beginning. right? So business is just a set of processes. You stack one on top of the other. And if first engagement with your clients is on WhatsApp and you're using the wrong tools, you're using person, you're asking your staff to use their personal WhatsApp, there's a lot of things down the line in step number 15 that you cannot do. Suddenly you realize, oh man, I'm stuck here. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. Why is that company doing this, right? It's because your first step is already wrong. So what we do is we already know all this, all these roadblocks. So we tell them, okay, first step, you got to have this if you want that in the future. So we tell them that. This white glove, this holding hand kind of thing, you can't really get from other places. They are, other companies are managing maybe like tens of thousands, maybe like 50,000 clients, right? They're like humongous. They've been, they're the number one. They're the international. But what you don't get, is you don't get that personal touch, right? So we offer that personal touch because we know Malaysians love hand-holding. Of course, right? You get stuck. Not all Malaysians or Malaysian company can afford like a tech person and employ them and get them to handle all the tech. No, it is the old school customer service director. Right, he employed a new grad, and this new grad was also maybe have a tiny little bit of tech knowledge. So we understand this. So we understand there's this knowledge gap, and this is they're scared of using this or doing something wrong or whatever. So we say, hey, cool, no worries. It's quite easy. It's like three steps. Do this, blah blah blah, and we hold hands, and they seem to love it. So.
It's always people, huh?
Yeah. It's the people to use it. It's people to learn how to do this. And it's this relationship also. If you want to chat with someone on support, I think for me, I prefer to chat with somebody who, is from Malaysia, then we can chat about stuff. Right. If somebody, another country, you accent is one, right? You don't know the culture is another thing. Timing is another thing. So it's not a big, huge issue. But if it's every single time, it becomes, oh man, this is so like my fun, man. This is so like annoying. Mm. I wish it was just so much easier. It's just that, right? Seems to be working. So we're trying to scale that that service thing. It's always human, you're right.
So your solution's available beyond Malaysia?
Yeah, we have clients in 19 countries all over the world, all the way to Canada, America, Europe, obviously, right. Some in Africa. But we don't really market it there, but because we market it in English, and then it's, it's online, and we're in groups of, SME groups on Facebook and WhatsApp groups. So the...
Word gets around.
Word gets around, and we don't say no, but the focus for now is Malaysia. And hopefully, the goal is by next year, we will have similar like sales or, we want Malaysian local and then Singapore local. So Southeast Asia will have local teams to help in those countries. And in a couple of years, we want to be able to be the solution for SMEs to go to get started, to know how to set up their customer service properly, fast, right? And without all this hassle of enterprise solutions. The thing with enterprise solutions, the problem is they want to follow the big guys. And when they follow the big guys, the big guys using this, and they follow it, it's like 90% of those things is irrelevant, right? For SMEs, what you need is to reply fast, reply accurately, and chat with your team. That's it for now. Right? Until you get bigger to 50 team members, then you can follow the big guys. So we also advise on the right setup, the right tools to use so that they don't fall into the same traps like other companies.
So yours is a subscription model, huh?
That's right, yeah. It starts with 79 ringgit per month. So affordable. So we know SMEs love something more affordable now. But you can scale up. So if you have a team member of two or three, 79 ringgit per month plus an API. And then we have Policy Street, who's grown to like close to 40 team members. Like I said just now, Volvo, Bukit Bintang, Jaguar, Land Rover, they have like 20 plus salespeople. So you can scale it up big. That's the great thing about software nowadays. You don't have to buy the big solution and pay so much.
Now, I know the challenge with the Sunway iLab Ventures is around sustainability, right? So how does Yes Hello fit under that umbrella?
Great question. Yes, I love how Sunway really focuses on, the SDG goals and stuff like that. So yes, so we help with businesses to get digitalized, right? To compete, to be able to connect with their clients. Clients is number one. That engagement is number one. So, you know, they're doing great work on other areas. We help them in this one little area so that they don't have any headaches communicating with clients, getting, starting in the right foot when it comes to digitalization. Digital transformation, the easiest digital transformation any business can do is this, because it's very simple, right? So we help with that when it comes to SDG.
All right. Are you looking for more investors?
Girl, man, great question, Frida. Okay.
And the answer is yes.
The thing is, with Sunway opened our eyes a little bit. Previously, I was quite arrogant. I thought like, no, I'm going to bootstrap this all the way through, right? But they opened my eyes. They say, hey, there's so much help that they can offer. And then they also have an investment arm and spoken to them. And, you know, they showed me other projects, other companies that they helped. I see the value in investment. So the short answer is yes, but we're new. I'm new in this, Frida. I also am a noob when it comes to investments, mergers and acquisitions. So there's a lot to learn. So answer is yes, but maybe in the next 6 months, a year. I'm not too sure yet.
All right. Exciting times ahead. Khalif Rizal Khalil from Yes Hello. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.